Hi, my name's Chris Tess O'Neill. Welcome to the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. This is a quick video blog to answer a question that I received from a customer called Dan from Arkansas. He was referring to a previous video blog that I created, which was a Twitter sentiment analysis using streaming analytics and event hubs. I'll provide a link to that particular video blog in the notes below. And his question was there already a predefined solution already built that he could quickly deploy to show to customers? Well, Dan, the good news is there is. And to do this, we use a website called gallery.cortanaintelligence.com. So if I just go to that for you, what we've got here is a wide range of solutions and experiments that you can explore and learn about the various solutions that we have and the technologies within Cortana Intelligence. We've also got a range of machine learning APIs that you can use, as well as custom modules. It is simply a case of you just browsing through the wide list that we have. Just click on the See All button that you see at the side for recently added, and you can see it all. Now, for the one that you specifically want, it's actually a tutorial. And it's called Time Series Insights Using Twitter. And here is the URL. So what we're going to do is go to this page. And when you get to this page, you've got a summary of how the solution works here. The description gives you the daily costs and the estimated provisioning time. But what I find is really useful here is we also provide a diagram of the high-level architecture of that solution. Now, this is slightly different to the Twitter sentiment analysis using streaming analytics that I showed in a previous blog. But what you can see here is you can explore technologies such as event hubs, streaming analytics, machine learning, embedded Power BI, Azure SQL database. Now, there are prerequisites to this, and always look out for these because this is pretty critical to this solution. So basically, you're going to need a Twitter account. You're also going to need a Twitter application as well. Now, it takes about 15 minutes, but what you can do is click on Deploy, and this will bring up a wizard where you'll answer some questions. So first of all, we'll just sign in. So the first thing we're going to do is provide a deployment name. I'm just going to call it CTORG. We assign it to a subscription, and then we choose a location. And then in here, we can put an optional description. So it's very, very simple, the options that you need to do. Now, click on Create. What you're then going to get prompted for is an admin account for the SQL database that's part of that architecture. So you need to have a name of an admin account, can't be admin, and a password ready, so that you're able to log in and view this. So if we click on the username and put in the username and put in the password and click on next. The next phase is the Twitter listener. So we basically need to go to our Twitter account here. So let me do that. So we'll go to apps.twitter.com. And I'll sign in. What we have is an application that I've previously created called CTO App. You do have the ability to create your own application by clicking on the Create App here. From this, what you would do is define a name for the application, a description, a website. I just put it back to my blog for the website, and optionally a callback URL. And agree to the conditions. And basically what will happen there is it'll create this app. Now, if I click on this app, I'm interested in the keys and the access tokens. So within the keys and the access tokens, this has got the information that we need in order to set up the Cortana Intelligence solution. So we've got the consumer key, which is the API key here. So I'm going to copy that, and this goes here. Go back to the app, put the API secret for the consumer key, and put that there. And then we've got the access tokens, and the great thing about this is, even though I'm giving you a demo, I'm going to regenerate a new access token after this demo, so you won't be able to use this. So we'll do Control C and put the access token in there and finish off with the access token secret. Now, a quick tip for you here is particularly useful for customers. The Twitter topics that you choose, make sure you're going to have some showing when you're actually doing the demo. So you could be brave and ask your customer if there's any Twitter topics you're interested in. So you can basically put that Twitter topic in here. So for example, I know this is very popular. So you can get very, very specific. Click on next. And then it's provisioning. So this will take approximately about 10 to 15 minutes to provision. So I'll come back later on. So if we take a look at the provisioning, what it does is it's going to create the relevant storage accounts needed for the solution. It's going to create an application, which will do the time series analysis. It then publishes a machine learning experiment as a web service, create additional Azure resources, such as event hubs and stream analytics. It then prepares the SQL database that we talked about earlier on, creates the embedded Power BI dashboard, and at the end, it will start to do the data ingress and kick off the streaming analytics job. So the deployment's completed, and what we get is essentially a build guide. So what you've got are a few instructions that you need to do. So first of all, I'm going to go ahead and add this. So we'll click on the link, and it'll open up another page and take you directly to the area of the Azure portal to make those changes. So as you can see, we've got data access policies appearing here, which is what we need to change. And from here, we are going to add my account. So we'll select the user. And once we've selected that, we'll select the role. So we've added that role assignment. And then after you've done that, it's up to you. So you've got a number of quick links here, well worth mentioning. So effectively, what you've got in here is the embedded Power BI dashboard, which is probably the first thing you're going to show. But you've also got quick links to the stream analysis with Azure Machine Learning, the machine learning experiment itself, and there's a link to the Power BI desktop. So again, we can click on this link, and this will take us to Power BI Embedded, so you can view the results of your efforts here. And as you can see, because it's only just started, we've got a breakdown of the sentiment of the actual topic itself, the tweet count, the language, the counts of tweet by topic. And you can see here that with a count of tweet by topic, the two topics that I mentioned are there, and then a word cloud that surrounds it. And this is dynamic because you can actually click on a particular language, and basically it'll give you the breakdown for the given languages itself, as you can see here. So that's one of the first things you'll want to look at. But then I'm sure your customers will start to have questions about the setup. So what we can do is go to the machine learning experiment. And this can basically give you information about the batch execution, the request response, and so forth. So it's the typical API documentation that you would have with regards to this, and you can go through this. You've got a link to the machine learning experiment itself. So this is going to open up the actual experiment on which this is based. Again, you can walk your customers through on this, learn from it yourself, set it up a copy for yourself. So as you can see, it's a combination of readers, partition and sampling, R, you know, the web service input and the output. Ultimately, what we're doing is taking a model and then scoring it and then executing an R script. But you can explore this at your own pace. And if you want to, you can download the Power BI desktop PBIX file that you can use. And at the bottom here, you do have connection information to the Azure SQL database itself. So you can look at the streaming data that's in a table format there, or open the actual function app that's been created as well. So, you know, hopefully that answers your question. It very quickly provisions you an entire solution that you can go and explore with your customers. And hopefully, Dan, that answers your questions on how you can very quickly deploy a Twitter solution within Cortana Intelligence.